Live from NPR News, I'm Shea Stevens. President Biden says the government is ramping up production and deliveries of COVID-19 vaccines and supplies. Biden says the U.S. will try to buy an additional 200 million doses of vaccines in the next few weeks, with a goal of inoculating 300 million Americans by fall.
This is a wartime effort. When I say that, people ask, wartime? I say, yeah, more than 400,000 Americans have already died. I think it's 411 or 12 have died in 1 year of this pandemic. More than all the people who died in all the Americans who died in World War II.
Nearly 144,000 new U.S. cases of COVID-19 were recorded on Tuesday, according to COVIDtracking.com. Drug maker Eli Lilly has released a report about monoclonal antibodies, which are infused to keep COVID-19 patients out of the hospital. NPR's Richard Harris reports that the findings are encouraging and could help bolster use of these drugs.
The Food and Drug Administration granted emergency use to monoclonal antibodies produced by Eli Lilly and Regeneron based on studies involving just a few hundred patients each. That left experts unsure whether these drugs are really effective. Eli Lilly now reports results of a study of more than 1,000 patients, and it asserts in a statement that the drug substantially reduced the risk of hospitalization and death among people with mild to moderate COVID-19. The study involved a two-antibody combination that has yet to get FDA clearance. Company officials say the study should boost confidence that these engineered antibodies really are effective. Right now, a lot of the drug is sitting unused. Richard Harris, NPR News.
A federal judge in Texas is blocking President Biden's efforts to undo his predecessor's tough immigration policies. As NPR's John Burnett reports, the Trump-appointed judge is temporarily barring enforcement of Biden's moratorium on some deportations.
It's the first setback to the new administration's promise to tear down the architecture of Trump-era immigration enforcement after campaigning that he would roll back ICE agents' aggressive arrests of immigrants. President Biden ordered the agents to pause deportations while his administration reorders its enforcement priorities. But this temporary restraining order puts the rollback on hold for a period of 14 days. For now, it's a win for Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, who filed suit claiming Texas was being harmed. The judge declared his order applies nationwide. There was no immediate response from the Justice Department. John Burnett, NPR News.
All but five Senate Republicans joined a failed effort Tuesday to dismiss the impeachment case against Donald Trump. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul called for a vote on the constitutionality of putting a former president on trial. This is NPR News. A U.S. prosecutor says a Wisconsin pharmacist who tried to spoil more than 500 doses of COVID-19 vaccine has agreed to plead guilty to federal charges. Chuck Quernbach of member station WUWM reports that the pharmacist could face up to 20 years in prison.
Authorities say Stephen Brandenburg deliberately left 57 vials of Moderna brand vaccine out of required refrigeration at a suburban Milwaukee hospital twice last month because, he said, he thought the drug would harm people. The case has been in state court, but the U.S. attorney in Milwaukee says Brandenburg is now charged with two counts of attempting to tamper with consumer products and has agreed to plead guilty. The charges each carry a maximum amount of 10 years in prison and $250,000 fine. The Food and Drug Administration and the FBI helped investigate the matter. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Quernbach in Milwaukee.
The U.S. Army is loosening its rules on grooming. Female soldiers will face fewer restrictions on the hairstyles they can wear following basic training. Sergeant Major Brian Sanders says a variety of factors were considered in making the changes, including health and cultural issues. Sanders says the tight hair buns previously required by the Army can trigger hair loss and other scalp problems, or difficulty stuffing long or thick hair inside a combat helmet. He says that the Army is also removing racially offensive language from its regulations on grooming. This is NPR News.
Support